I meet Liz Bacom, the lab and imaging manager, downstairs of the hospital in the imaging department. She shows me into the x-ray room where the new machine is located.
We got this in early August. It replaced equipment that was about 15 years old and becoming more and more obsolete. Parts were really difficult to obtain because they weren't making that equipment anymore. And so we were facing more time down, which is really difficult when you have patients you need to take imaging studies and you don't have an x-ray. It basically has the same functionality as our old equipment, but it is electronically updated. We can program exposure times in advance so we don't have to do settings each time, and we can run through a menu. So if you're coming in for a wrist, you know, we're going to take three views. It will run through the different techniques automatically in the order that you would take them, so we don't have to reset positioning.
The person often running the x-ray machine is Sonia Ewing. She is a radiologic technologist. She echoes what Bacom said about the basic function being the same, but says it's more streamlined.
This machine has neat qualities in the fact that it can automatically set like heights for us. It can automatically line up certain parts of the machine that have to be lined up and work kind of simultaneously with itself, where before we would have to set one part of the machine, turn around and set another part of the machine to match it, where it can kind of match itself is kind of neat.
In other words, Bacom says, it's a technology upgrade.
I think you could compare this to an old flip phone to a smartphone in that regard. I mean, there's a lot more intuitive features in this that help us get good images on our patients.
The hospital took out a lease agreement for the machine. The price tag? About $100,000, which Bacom says is not unusual.
Actually, this is low-end for imaging equipment. An ultrasound machine would run quite a bit more than that.
Getting a new x-ray machine isn't as simple as having the money, though. The machine is large. It takes up most of the x-ray room. Ewing says having the right size space and kind of space was required.
With this whole machine, it has a big track system all across the ceiling. So this tube can move from the far right corner to the far left corner, depending where we need to be to take images of our patients. So it kind of is a big thing with room size and generator size of where things can be placed, as well as this room is a fully lead-lined room to keep technologists and patients safe. We were lucky that this room was already built for an x-ray machine and that it was capable to go back in it, but it can get tricky of where to place these large machines.
When you say lead line, you mean like in the walls or something?
Yeah, right. The sheetrock is all metal or lead lined, and if you look in the door, there's strips of lead within the wood that block the radiation from getting out of this room.
Having a good x-ray machine at the Petersburg Medical Center is important. Bacom says it's used more than any other testing in the laboratory combined.
So x-rays are heavily used. We do about 100 x-rays a month. And I've seen it go up to 130. So,
as for the old x-ray machine?
It was scrapped. There wasn't any useful life left in it. Couldn't get parts for it.
All the x-rays are read by radiologists in Eugene, Oregon, contracted with the Petersburg Medical Center. In Petersburg, I'm Angela Denning.